If you were falling, then I would catch you. You need a light, I'd find a match, 'cause I love the way you say good morning, and you take me the way I am. If you are chilly, then here, take my sweater. Your head is aching, I'll make it better. 'Cause I love the way you call me baby, and you take me the way I am. I'd buy you Rogaine when you start losing all your hair so unpatched. Do all you dare, 'cause I love you more than I could ever promise, and you take me the way I am.
All right, and that was Autumn.
Yay!
Yeah.
Okay. Song I love.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you since you love it, how about you go first?
Yay! I don't really have like anything bad to say about this. I really like the stylistic choices that you made, and like I liked like halfway through the song when you were singing about like him losing his hair and stuff, and it sounded like you were smiling, and like I was like, aw, she is happy with this bald guy. I like the spurts of vibrato you put throughout the song, and like I really like the choruses, but that's like my favorite part of the song, the runs in the song. You did really well, and the emotion was really good, and there wasn't any peaking.
Mm.
Yay. The end. Good job.
All right, great. Autumn, I think I've heard this before. At least the bass line seemed very familiar, and I liked it. So I really liked your backtrack with this. I liked this song, and I really like your voice, and you definitely knew what you were doing with the song, and I really like how you did it and all that. A lot of it seemed that it stayed at the same level for me. Like, you started at... Like, you didn't really... I didn't lose interest at all. And I didn't get bored. And I liked your energy and I liked your emotion. But it seemed that it was all the same to me. Like, I think...
like the way this goes, though.
Well, yeah, but I felt... Something should have changed somewhere. So I think I would have liked this a lot more... If you had done something extra to it, like, because your energy was good, so like, I don't know, maybe have taken a liberty with it or something. At least at a moment, do something that would have been a little bit more show offy or something. Because yeah, I felt that it was missing something somewhere in the song. Because like, even if you had like started at like one way and ended the same way, somewhere in the middle maybe to change it up somewhere, I just felt that it needed something extra that didn't have, but I liked it anyways. It was really good. All right, I think I feel good about this one too. Oh, I liked it though. All right, I have nothing else to say here. You were done with Alec, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Next up then is Aria.
Dun, dun, dun.
There's a fire starting in my heart.
Alright, and that was Aria. Yes.
Aria.
I will go first here. Aria, you had great attitude to start. That was my first note. I said, ooh, attitude. I liked it. It reminded me of when we worked together on that telephone parody. I really liked kind of like the gravel kind of thing you kind of put in there a little bit. But I really liked this. So you are a great alto who I would vote for to be in Harmonium, which I don't think results are out yet on that, but they're coming soon.
So, wait, do they have to vote?
Well, no, we're not doing a voting thing. She's just choosing him.
Oh.
Like, it's interesting that Beloved's not on tonight, because like she could say now, it's like, by the way, you made it onto Harmonium too. But I don't know, so don't quote me on that just yet. But yeah, anyways. I really liked... We could have had it, like, just that, your chorus, we could have had it all, which, you know, basically the title of the song. I really, really liked that. I was bodying my head with the beat of the song, but at the same time feeling the pain of the person who was singing it. I really like the attitude that you put in your voice whenever you sing something that's a little bit deeper, which I think is, like, what, which is your, you, there aren't, I don't like, I think it's harder for altos to do a good job, just as it's harder for basses to find songs that really fit them. I mean, and I think you pulled this off really well. I think you might have stolen my favorite spot of the night from Ambie. I think you might have done that. I don't really have anything else to add here. Gosh, I almost want to listen again to find something to nitpick about because I liked it too much. Valk, why don't you go next?
Oh, I liked this. Yawn. I liked how you said it all like soulful and like black womany and like a woman scorned. I was like, yeah, go beat that guy up because he scorned you. I really like the slides that you were doing like throughout the song.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, I like the growly thing too. And I thought it was cool. I don't know why, because you always do your own background vocals, but I thought it was cool in the song when you came in the background and singing the other lyrics, and then you were doing the slides in the foreground. And I don't know why that stuck out to me in the song, because you always do that type of stuff. This is like, I don't know, this is really good. This is like, why do you want rock star? Basically, this is really good. It's like rocking and stuff. Yeah, really good job.
Yeah, this is good. I, again, have nothing really else to add here. So yeah, good. So let's move on with our late night submissions. Now, because everybody else, everybody up to this point had submitted pre-deadline, so moving on to the final three of the night. First up is Oliviana / Italian Girl.
How does she know you love her? How does she know she's yours?
does she know that you love her? How do you show her you love her? How does she know that you really, really, truly love her? How does she know that you love her? How do you show her you love her? How does she know that you really, really, truly love her?
It's not enough to take the one you love for granted. You must remind her or she'll be inclined to say, how do I know? Everybody wants to know their true love is true. How do you know he loves you? How do you know he's yours? Well, does he take you out dancing just so he can hold you close? Dedicate a song with words in just for you. Every day will show. That's how you know. 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 That's how you know he's your love.
That's how she knows that you love her. That's how you show her.
That's how you know.
Alright, and that was Oliviana slash Italian girl. Buongiorno, which it's actually evening, so I wouldn't say that. Anyways, Val, yeah, you're first on this one.
Oh, snap. This got me in the mood to watch Enchanted again, because I love that movie. Oh, I forgot now. Oh, I was, like, you've improved, like, a lot since I last heard you, like, on a... Wait, that was a while ago. I'm thinking of, like, since I first heard you on Lone Star, you've improved, like, a lot. Like, you sounded really good on this song, like, vocally. Emotionally, I kind of wish, like, you were... sounded a little more bouncy and, like... Like, you could... Like, it's kind of, like, all at the same level. Like, I really liked when you did the, like, a cappella part. You sounded, like, really happy. And, like, the first verse, you sounded, like, happy and stuff. And, like, some parts, you sounded like you were smiling. And I was like, oh, she sounds like she's smiling. And I wish that would have been, like, throughout the entire song. Because some parts, like, the That's How You Knows, I think it sounded like more bouncy and more like happy, because she's like, that's how you know he loves you. Oh, I'm so happy. And of course, like, she's like a Disney princess, so like it needed to sound like a little more bubbly and like match like the backtrack bounciness more. When you were trying to do the higher notes, like on That's How You Know He's Your Love, that type of stuff, like instead of doing the higher notes, you kind of went into a weird, like, shouty type of belty thingy instead of, like, going into your head voice and doing the higher note. And it sounded like you were trying to do that, but, like, it came out, like, shouty and belty. So just, like, work on, like, transitioning it up there into your head voice, and it won't sound like that. I think also on those notes you needed more support, and because those sounded like a little shaky. Oh, and I really liked your vibrato. It sounded pretty. I think this was good for you. The end.
Yeah. I like this a lot for you too. Except, like, because I liked what you had in your voice, except I don't think that you did it to what it should have been. The song was in the movie. It's been a while since I've seen it, but it was larger than life.
On this. Yeah.
So full of, and I didn't feel you had that there. Also felt mm-hmm. that, like, and I don't know, maybe your mixing was weird or the track was weird. I don't know, but it felt that you were very quiet at moments and too loud at others. And then also there's some parts where the Jamaican guy, he's got a solo in a couple spots, and he was too quiet. Like it did, like it sounded like, because it sounded like, because like
yeah,
the vocal track, you obviously turned the vocal track down so it wasn't too loud over your voice, but then you sacrificed, like he stayed at the same lower volume. So I think as far as like an editing thing, you should have bumped up the parts where he's just singing, because like it felt that I'm like listening to a very quiet Jamaican man, and it
very
sounded
Jamaican
odd. So I would have liked that to be turned up. I don't really have too much to complain about as far as vocal quality here, except for really energy. You sounded like, I mean, you were on pitch and all that, and you and other people have not been on pitch and been off key. So I don't have too many technical things for you to improve on. Maybe try focusing on, if you make it through tonight, focus on adapting, of course, more energy, and maybe working on making your voice sound like it's a stylistic, like it's a different sort of stylistic choice that you're making to make it work for that. Because it may not have worked otherwise. So, yeah, I would work on that. Yeah, I don't have very much else to say here.
Yay. Good job.
Good job. All right, so so I think that we are good.
Yeah.
For you, next up we have Turtle.